Welcome, everybody, to episode 50-something of Dynasty Game Night. The real hosts of Dynasty Game Night are out recording their own show, and I got jealous, so I'm recording one now with my friends. So take that, John and Matt. That's the other guy. I forgot your name. No, I didn't. I love you. Don't kick me out. I am today's host, Russ Fisher. Hi. Welcome. Thank you. But more importantly, I have these beautiful, wonderful panel of guests on our show. First, to my immediate right, I'm pointing the wrong way, right, Mr. Jesse Reeves. Say hello to everybody.
I'm happy to be here. This is going to be a great show.
Not very exciting. Shane Manila, do something better.
Hi. So, I really can't wait for the conversation. I've been looking forward to this most of the day.
Tell us about your softball game, Shane.
Well, I am in a girls' softball league. The men wouldn't let me play with them. And, that's a little emasculating. But, that's going to happen sometimes. But
And our last contestant is Kane. Kane.
Hey, Ruff. Thanks for having me on. I'm glad I can be on with these two fools.
Oh, listen how professional you are. Is that what I was supposed to say? I'm happy to be here, too. All right. Blow the doors off this thing. Let's go.
That's exactly what we aim for. All right. So we have three games to play today. We have a name game. We have Fantasy Football Family Feud.
Not good at that.
And Dynasty Trade Blackjack.
Wow. All right. I'm out of the running already.
None of these sound like I'm going to score any points on. So this is exciting.
So it's like your normal life in bed.
The real point whenever I host a show is to make me feel better than everyone else who plays. So that's how it's going to go. So Jesse, since you're to my right, you're the first one there. Let you pick which game we're going to play first.
Ooh, let's go Family Feud.
Nice. Okay, so this is exactly like the Family Feud you have known and loved your entire lives, because I know through the three of you personally, and I know we've had many discussions about Family Feud in the past, so I know you love it, you know how it goes. But just in case for anybody listening who is uncultured and doesn't know about Family Feud, here's what's going to happen. We're going to have a category, and I'm going to ask a question. The contestants are going to buzz in, and by buzz in, they're just going to scream their name really loudly. And you're going to guess an answer, which is going to be a football player in this case. Whoever scores the most points off of their original guess gets the choice to either keep the category or pass it to someone else. That person then has to guess all of the answers in the category. If you get three strikes, the next person gets to guess, and keep on and so forth until there's one person who gets all the points for that category. Five categories, most points in the end wins.
I think we got it.
We're going to figure this out as we go along, because I've never done this before. Yay, fun.
I didn't listen to a word you said, but Okay. Let's do this.
All right, so again, I'm going to give you a category / question.
Okay.
When you want to buzz in,
yes.
Say your name. Shane. I will call on you first.
Your name.
Wait till the question is finished. You will give an answer. Whoever said their name second gets to answer. Whoever said their name third gets to answer. The highest point total gets to choose whether they keep or pass. If any of you give the number one answer in that first round, you immediately get to choose if you want to keep or pass.
Shane.
You're disqualified. First category. We have polled 29 people, and the top six answers are on the board. Shane. Name your 2019 fantasy football MVP.
Shane.
Your name.
Jesse.
Shane, you're an idiot. What's your answer?
But I said my name first.
Yeah, Shane, what's your answer?
Oh, Christian McCaffrey.
Ding, ding, ding. Christian McCaffrey, the number one answer with 13 points.
Okay, I'm going to...
Do you want to keep answering, hoping you get all of them, or do you want to pass it to another player, hoping they don't get all of them?
I will... Six is a lot of numbers, but I'm going to keep it, because I get to steal at some point, right?
Well, what's going to happen is if you get three X's, someone else gets a chance. If they get three X's, another person gets a chance. If they get three X's,
then
you get
the
points.
To me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I got this. Number two.
It's not in order. You just guess names, and that's how it goes.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank now. Seriously, I can't think of any players' names. Let's just go with Deshaun Watson.
That's one X.
Not super flex players. Fucking son of a.
They are absolutely Michael super Thomas. Flex players. Oh, I probably should have explained that at the top. Yes, all of these answers are 12-team super flex PPR tight end premium and scoring.
I didn't say Deshaun Watson. Okay, all right.
And nobody said Deshaun Watson.
Michael Thomas.
Two X's.
What? Do people not look at scores? I guess Russell Wilson.
Yep, Russell Wilson. That's two but points for Russell Wilson.
Oh, okay. Lamar Jackson.
But not Deshaun Watson. No.
Okay. Lamar Jackson.
Yep, Lamar Jackson. That's 9 points. There's three answers left on the board.
Oh, Jesus, Shane. Who is the running back two? Why can't you think?
Well, you got the top. You got most.
I got, all got three hard, top answers ones. So far. So it's not Baquan because he's having a shit first season. So we already got the white boy, Christian McCaffrey, Austin Eckler.
Yeah, Austin Eckler. One.
What?
One person said Austin Eckler.
Yeah. All right. Then
he was a dumb.
It was Shane that said that.
It was Shane.
It was literally Shane that said
and
Austin Eckler.
And just a real quick point of reference here: they're only supposed to get one X, not three X's when they go on a steal. It's one X for us. I will go with Austin Hooper.
That is three X's. Kane, you were the second person to buzz in. All right, we'll drop it to two X's. How about that?
I'll go with Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook. Ding, ding. Three people said it. There is one answer left on the board, and there is only one person who said it.
I'll go Amari Cooper. Really?
One more chance.
Okay. Oofta.
I'm glad we thought this through.
I will go with Josh Jacobs.
All right. One answer left with one person said. Jesse, you have two chances to guess this, or Shane gets the points.
All right. Who is Tyreek Hill? Okay. All right. All right. This one's hard. Who is Leonard Fournette?
And I love how he's answering it like it's Jeopardy and putting him in the form of a question.
Hey, you got to hold the shtick, man. You got to hold it. I can't say it one time and not say it the next. You know?
All right. Well, Shane gets those 28 points.
Nice.
Who was it?
And the answer you guys did not get. Let's see the board. Chris Godwin.
Oh,
really?
I don't know why I didn't say that. Yeah.
Mike Evans, fella hasn't scored over 12 points in the last 5 weeks.
But I heard
it's not a fact thing. It's people's opinions. Like, see, we ask people.
Yeah, that's just true. You ask the man. That's how the man's going to give you answers that you don't agree with at all times.
That's true.
Exactly. That's right.
Damn the man.
Like those answers.
Okay, so next category, we asked 28 people the top 10 answers. 10 answers are on the board. Name your 2019 fantasy football bust of the year.
Jesse, yeah.
Shane. Right,
Kane goes first.
I'm going to go with Odell Beckham Jr.
Survey says, ding, Odell Beckham. Three people claim Odell Beckham to be the bust of the year. Next was Jesse.
Okay, so now I guess one. I'm supposed to guess one?
You're going to try to get one. A higher one than Kane.
Yes. Okay, that
you want to guess something higher one. Than...
Okay. We're going to go is who is... Saquon Barkley.
No one has said Saquon Barkley.
All right.
That's pretty awkward. What people are you asking?
Who are these?
Anyone people? That would answer me.
Yeah. Melvin Gordon.
Nobody said Melvin Gordon.
All right. Well, Kane.
Right, so
by default wins that, so he can keep or pass.
That makes sense. I'll keep it.
All right. Here we go. We have 9 more answers on the board for a total of 25 more points.
Oh, this is going to be hard.
Let's go with Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Survey says, ding, number one answer with 6 people.
Okay, next, let's try Joe Mixon.
Survey says, ding, second answer with 5 people.
Let's try... David Johnson?
I'm already getting annoyed with the survey says thing. But yeah, 3 people said David Johnson. So the number 3 answer is still on the board. Everything else is bottom rung.
Le'Veon Bell?
First X.
Okay.
All right, I think I'm going to stop that noise too.
X gets the square.
And is it Superflex tight end premium?
Super 12 teams, Superflex PPR tight end premium.
How about Zach Ertz?
Nope. All second right. X.
That was a good answer. That was a good one though.
It was a good try, Kane.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't
let's
been
go Baker terrible. Mayfield.
No. There you go. He's the number three answer with four people.
Makes sense.
Let's go with Cam Newton.
Nope, that is your third X. All right. So since Jesse was the second person to buzz in, Jesse, you are up. You get two X's to name 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more busts of the year.
Okay. Can you repeat the ones that have already been said, please?
Odell Beckham Jr., David okay. Johnson, Juju Smith-Schuster, Joe Mixon, Baker Mayfield.
All right. Yeah, those are some good ones. It's going to take me 15 minutes to think of one.
Go quicker if you go on your phone and start looking stuff up.
Yeah, I want to do that, but I want to stay true to this, you know? Right. Be true there. Let's see. Let's go with – I'm going to go with Davante Adams.
That's your first X.
Okay, yeah, I know he's been okay, but considering where we drafted him, I figure maybe somebody throw him in there. That's too dicey. Let's go Dante Pettis.
Who cares about Dante Pettis?
I know a lot of people that were really high on him.
Yeah, okay, but no one I asked, so that's your second X. All right, Shane, you're up.
You're asking the wrong people, man.
There's two answers left?
There's like no, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers. You get two chances.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, two X's.
I will go. Ooh, I got a trade proposal. I will go. That's terrible. You don't know me at all, Tyler. I will go with Evan Ingram. It's tight end premium.
First X.
Well, if it wasn't Zach Ertz, it's surely not George Kittle. No one cares about Zach Ebron. We already said Baker. He face planted. Juju's on there.
Did you just say Zach Efron?
I might have. I have no idea. He's a handsome man. Who's a player that's on my team that's not doing well? I don't know. I got a lot of Corey Davis. Just Corey Davis.
Ding. One person said Corey Davis.
Damn it. Now I got four more to go. All right. Sammy Watkins.
Nope.
Kane gets the points.
Kane gets a total of 22 points for the round.
Good job, Kane. What were the other answers? I'm curious.
Got to be Damian Williams.
And Mike Williams had to have been one.
Nope.
No Damian Williams.
Anybody else want to try before I read them off?
No. Yeah. No, definitely. For sure. D. Westbrook?
Nope.
All right. Quit digging deep. Just tell us the answers.
Seriously, you're digging way too deep. All right. With 2 points, O.J. Howard. With 2 points, Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I forgot all about him.
With 1 point, Kerryon Johnson.
All right, whatever.
And with 1 point, Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, I don't blame us. I blame the people that are answering these questions because I don't know.
I would classify probably more along the lines of the guys that we named being busts than those ones that were actual listed as busts.
Yeah, I think our answers were actually correct. And
Russ doesn't get to pick the names. He just gets to give me 22 points.
Oh, don't suck up to the host, Kane. No. We're all trying to beat him right now. Don't do that. Don't go there.
All right. Category 3. Here we go.
All right.
Your 2019 fantasy football surprise of the year.
Jesse.
Shane.
Fantasy football all right,
Jesse, you go first.
Of the year. DJ Chark.
Ding, number one answer, 12 people.
Yeah, it had to be.
I probably should have, said this in the beginning, but we asked 29 people, and there are 11 answers. DJ Chark was the number one answer.
Cortland Sutton.
I like
that. Ding, one person said Cortland Sutton.
Nice. I'll take that. I just had one. Let's go with Chris Godwin.
Ding, 3 people.
Okay. You said there's 11 of these?
Yep.
All right. Devontae Parker.
Nope, that's your first X.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that might have been a little too deep there. Surprise, and there's no like definition of surprise either. This could be like a bad surprise, right? Or is this like good surprise?
People think good surprise when they think
that's what I'm thinking too. That's exactly
right. Okay, let me just say I did not specify when I put the question out there.
Surprise!
I worded it exactly like I did right now.
Let's do DK Metcalf. Give me DK.
Nope. Two X's.
What? All right. You know.
Anti-DK podcast.
Terry McLaurin. That's got to be
Terry McLaurin. Yep. Three people.
Okay. How many more left do I have? I have eight more.
One, two, okay. Three, four, five, six, seven.
Okay.
I was an English major.
Let's go. You said wide receivers too, right? Or is this?
I didn't say anything.
Is this all positions, all skill positions, or was it just wide receiver?
Anything,
any position.
Okay. Well, I wasn't listening. I just said my name. As I just literally just said my name out there because I thought that was what we had to do. I literally didn't listen to you. Let's go.
You said my name first.
Yeah, dude. I just wanted to be the first one, dude. Let's do.
So hold on for a second. It super occurs to me that it's ridiculous to ask people to complete. Like, because stealing is just getting one answer, right? Well, have I been doing this wrong?
Yeah. I said that earlier.
They just need one answer, think Shane was the rest of the fucking answer.
Yeah, I think Shane was supposed to get those points for that last round because he guessed Corey Davis.
Yeah, my points.
And then...
Yeah, so give me my points. Yeah. I'm actually winning. All right, that's how the game is played, Kane.
Well, I mean, to fair, you are winning anyway.
Let's go to
going forward.
But then I would have gotten the points on the first one.
Did you just interrupt me? Tell me that you're giving Shane more points?
Well, that's the way it should be.
So this is the last time I'm coming on here. I'll tell you that right now. Anyways, I can't even remember what I said last time. You should just give me a free one.
So off the board is DJ Chark, Chris Godwin, Terry McLaurin, Cortland Sutton, and you have two X's.
Let's go Jordan Howard.
Nope, you got three X's.
Yeah.
All right.
Devin Singletary. I'm sorry. What is Devin Singletary?
It's who? Who is?
Who is Devin Singletary?
Never
Singletary.
Played Foursquare?
No, we're just not sure what Devin Singletary is. No.
Oh, well, then I don't get those points. So then Kane gets to try to steal here, and if he gets an answer right, he gets the point.
Well, you'll still get you'll get two chances. If you get one right, then Jesse definitely doesn't get the points.
Okay.
But if you get one right and then Kane doesn't, you get the points.
Okay. Austin Hooper. I'm just going to keep saying his name.
Yes, Austin Hooper. Two people said Austin Hooper.
Damn
you. So Jesse,
you.
Definitely not getting the points.
I get the points.
You get to keep trying to clear the board.
What?
Because we want everyone to be able to get a shot.
Let's see. We got Devin Singletary knocked off. We've already got Terry McLaurin. Let's go with Kyler Murray.
Nope. God. Two X's. All right. I'll
thank
go with
you.
Lamar Jackson. Kane. Nope, that's one X.
Really? How about Dalvin Cook?
Dalvin Cook. One person said Dalvin Cook.
Darn tootin'.
That is enough to get you the points. You get a total of 22 points. So the total is Shane with 50 points, Kane with 22, and Jesse looks pretty.
Does.
This is a bunch of malarkey, man. I just did all that hard work for you guys. And you know what? I'm upset.
Yeah. You could have passed.
We could have passed. Mark Andrews was
okay.
I never pass. They call me Kobe.
Oh, that's right. The other Mark Andrews was one of the answers.
Yeah.
One person said Mark Andrews. One person said Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
One person said Teddy Bridgewater. Two people said Cooper Kupp. And two people said Darren Waller.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely Waller.
All right. Here we go. Two more categories to go. Who is your 2020
Shane.
Startup 1.01?
Shane.
Jesse.
All right, Shane, you go first.
All right, and this won't be my 101, but it's Christian McCaffrey.
Yes, I again should have said we asked 29 people. The top five answers are on the board, and 18 of those people said Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. That's incorrect, but that's okay.
All right, that's the number one answer. So you get to choose whether you're going to keep or you're going to pass.
We are going to keep. And our next answer is going to be Patrick Mahomes. He's on the board.
Yep, five people.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson's up there.
Yep, one person said Lamar Jackson.
Alvin Kamara.
Nope, 1X.
Oh, oh, Jesus. Kyler Murray. God damn it, Shane.
Nope.
As soon as it was coming out of my mouth, I was like, no, stop it. Oh, now it's getting hard. Dalvin Cook.
Nope, 3 X's. Oh. Jesse, your first chance to steal.
Lamar Jackson?
He already said that.
Oh, did he? See, yeah. Wasn't even listening to you guys.
Yep, that's still an X, though, because you should be.
All right, attention. Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. I'll suffer. I'll suffer. He did say Patrick Mahomes and Ezekiel Elliott.
Nope, that's your second X. Kane. All right.
I'll go with Saquon Barkley.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you believe nobody said Saquon Barkley?
I wouldn't have believed that.
Wow.
Because if they would have said that and not Zeke, I would have been furious.
All right.
One chance or Shane gets the points and wins the game.
Yeah. Let's go with Michael Thomas.
3 people said Michael Thomas.
Really? I'm saying these are the same people.
You got one more.
I think he was very good. All right.
Don't I already get the points?
These are the 3 people that did not vote him MVP.
No, there's one other person on the board.
You have one more answer on the board that 2 people have said.
Or you get an X and Shane gets the
points. I already have the points. Didn't I get one right?
Oh, yeah. He's the last person. So all he has to do is get one right. Man, I really should have thought of these rules before I started trying to actually play the game.
Leg show are you putting on over here,
Russ? I'm pretty sure we just keep changing.
I should have like 50 points right now. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, that's completely incorrect, Jesse.
No, that's
you should have 0 points.
How can you tell me that? Can you tell me with confidence we've been playing this game the right way?
Yeah, because you don't even know what game we're playing.
50 points to Gryffindor.
Hufflepuff and proud, bitch.
It's the same thing, Kane. It's the same thing. They're all the same game. You win or you lose. End of story.
And you're losing.
Okay, so right now, Shane has 50 points. Kane has 49 points. And Jesse is still looking very, very pretty.
50. Put me on the leaderboard.
Jesse has 50 imaginary points.
It's still worth something. Shrewd bucks, baby. 50 shrewd bucks.
What's the conversion rate?
At least Stanley Donald appreciate that. Here we go. Who is your 2020 rookie 1.01?
Jesse.
All right, someone. There you go. Someone has to say their name so I know who to go to next. All right, Kane.
Let's go with Josh Jacobs.
2020?
All right, well, 101. You're just kicked off the show because I said 2020 rookie 101.
Oh, I didn't listen. Can I retry?
All right, well, no, that's an X. Jesse. Well, I said you're kicked off and Shane walked away. So, Jesse. Your choice.
Jerry Jeudy?
No.
You said 2020 101?
Rookie 101.
Rookie 101.
Said Jerry Jeudy.
And what were the rules there? You said super flex? Oh yeah. Never mind. Well, give me. Well, what is that my 1 X, right, or do,
well,
I get,
both
do I
have them more? Got the, like, X. 3? So if you get one right, if you get anyone on this list, Shane, you get to choose.
DeAndre Swift.
That's a good one.
Seriously, guys, yes. DeAndre Swift.
I didn't
8
listen.
People said DeAndre Swift.
How many are up there?
There are.
You guys love
7
your running back
answers.
You guys can have them. Have them.
7, huh?
Yep. Keeper pass.
7. So here's the thing. If I take it, I'm going to take the ones Kane obviously knows.
You'd have to, because I know all of them.
Yeah, but then if I let Kane, he could run the board.
But he also thinks Josh Jacobs is in the 2020 draft class.
My God, you don't listen one time. And all
he doesn't
of a sudden
understand the concept of time. So that is working for me. I'm going to take it. Give it to me. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Travis Etienne.
Etienne.
One person.
That was close.
Yep. One person said Travis Etienne.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
That person.
Judges. Yep. They'll let it slide. 9 people. He was the number one answer.
Yes. Jesus Christ. The LSU quarterback. Joe.
Burrow.
Burrows. Yeah. Burrow.
Dude, no way. Why are you giving him the answer?
I'm
but yeah, 6 people said Joe Burrow.
He needs it.
No one knew Joe Burrow up until.
He's winning. How does he need it?
Because we know the Devy players.
Let's see who else is there. There is also, oh wait, I don't have any X's yet. Okay. So Jerry Jeudy wasn't up there. Travis Etienne was.
I don't know how.
And Josh Jacobs was also not up there.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs not up there.
Very big surprise.
DeAndre Swift. I know this isn't right, but T. Higgins.
Nope. First time.
if Judy's not up there, you have to. You got to punt all wide receivers, dude. Punt them all, because if Judy's not up there, dude, sorry.
Yeah, that's true. Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Rhymes with Sherbert.
D.A. Bear, the 1990s goalie for the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, is not on the list. No.
Wow, how quickly we forget. Oh, geez. Wow, so there's no wide receivers. There's no more quarterbacks left, apparently. Let's see. It's not a tight end, so it's not Brevin Jordan.
It's not even draft eligible.
Absolutely, just it's telegraphed, man.
It's running back.
Doesn't even sound like a real name.
I can't even think of any other running backs beyond
Brevin Jordan's the tight end for the University of Miami.
Yeah, it's the only other running backs coming to my mind.
That means he's going
to
be awesome.
It's not Eno Benjamin because he's a second round guy. So is Hill. I might as well say actually one of these names, Cam Akers. It's not on there.
Yeah, one person said Cam Akers.
Oh, wow. That's someone that hasn't paid attention for a couple of years. All right. Sweet. Thanks, guys.
All right. Two more.
Oh, no. You don't like that guy. So it's not him.
I have nothing to do with this.
No, Kane. I'm thinking
there's
about
just this. One that's just this one guy that's just like, it's just.
Shut up, Jesse.
Well, because then you're going to get the points. And quite honestly, I'd rather deal with Shane getting the points than you at this point.
There's a private chat. So. Just end it there. No one will know that we're cheating. Because I don't have integrity. I will cheat to win.
He is from Philly.
W. Do you? No. God damn. I don't know. I'm just going to go with running back.
All right. So
Wu-Tang Clan.
Shane's just going to take the X on that one. Because that was just embarrassing.
Do I get to go then?
All right. Yeah. So Kane, yeah.
How about I go with Jonathan Taylor?
That is the running back.
Wisconsin! Wisconsin!
I'll also take CeeDee Lamb as the other one.
It's got to be. That's got to be the other
one. It is not CeeDee Lamb.
What?
That is not Judy.
Is it back to me or are we done?
I still have one more X.
No, he gets one more X and then you get two shots at it.
I know it.
Man, next time I play Family Feud, I'm going to have this down pat.
Yeah. I know the answer now. I'm going to text Russ.
I'll go with J.K. Dobbins.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. I didn't know it.
That is actually who he texted me.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse, you get two shots.
Not me. I get two shots and then I get the points if I get them both or if I get one. Or
there's only one left.
Well, there's only one left.
Okay, but I get two shots at him.
You get two shots.
Can you please give me the names of the ones who have been selected?
Tua, Joe Burrow, DeAndre Swift, Travis Etienne, Jonathan Taylor, Cam Akers.
No wide receivers, correct?
We don't know.
No wide receivers have been said. They have been selected. Okay.
Well, none are on the board.
That we know
I'm
of.
I'm very confused up to this point.
I even
have my rankings pulled up, and I still can't understand it.
Yeah, this is ugly. Because I don't think there's any other quarterbacks that are going to go. I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb here with this one and say Chuba Hubbard.
Oh, people like his.
Nope.
Okay. I thought that was a good guess, though. That is a good
guess.
That was
a good guess.
It is a good guess. A lot of people do like him.
Yeah. I wouldn't take him 101, but he's definitely up there. He's going to be up there in contention for sure.
Yeah, I just traded for him in the league.
My next is going to be... this is gross. This is really gross. 101. Jeez. I guess we can go with Tyler Johnson.
Bless up, baby. Sky Yuma.
Let's go with Tyler Johnson. It's probably not it, but
no, that is not it. Kane gets the point. Kane gets the win.
What? Because I always cheated. Wait, no, I won that.
I got one right,
but I got most of them right.
50 points to Jesse.
Why did the points go back to
you? Both got two categories. It was 50-49 coming into this.
Wait, how did Kane get the points from this?
He stole it from you. Jesse didn't steal it from him.
Can you just tell us who the last one was? If it wasn't
Jonathan
Judy,
Jalen Hurts.
Yes, it is Jalen Hurts.
Oh, dude, Hurts, damn really? It! Yeah, it would that was gonna be one of mine, but I couldn't. Yeah, it just all the hype with him right now. I understand, but God no, still have two more games, right?
Yeah,
we still have two more games. Pick a game.
So, see, now can people understand why 2020 second round picks are important? Like all the names we just said. Are either going to be at the back end of the first round or in the second round?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's stop talking about analysis. That's not the point of the show. Kane, do you want to play the name game or trade blackjack?
Blackjack.
All right, here we go. Dynasty trade blackjack. Here's how this is going to work. These are values taken from the DLF trade analyzer. I'm going to give the three of you one person, one player. And then what's going to happen is you're going to be randomly assigned another player. And it's going to be like blackjack. You can either hit or hold. And you will get players added to your player. And the goal is to get as close as possible to the value of that original player. We'll go as we go. Here we go.
Okay. All right. Let's just do it.
First player is Christian McCaffrey. Jesse goes first. Jesse, your first player is Dede Westbrook. Would you like to hit, take another player, or do you want to hold?
Yeah, I'll take another.
Your next player, Christian Kirk. So right now, your hand is Dede Westbrook and Christian Kirk. Do you want to hit or do you want to hold?
Yeah, I'm going to hit.
Player three is Debo Samuel. Your hand is now Dede Westbrook, Christian Kirk, and Debo Samuel.
I think you got a hit again there.
Player four is Sony Michel.
God, I want to keep hitting because this just doesn't do it for me, but I'm going to stay.
All right. So Jesse stands with Dede Westbrook, Christian Kirk, Debo Samuel, and Sony Michel. Now, I'm too lazy to take those players out of the pool, so I'm not going to give you the totals right now. You'll get them at the end. So, Shane, you're up. You're trying to get to the value of Christian McCaffrey. Your first player is Darren Waller.
Hit me.
Like it when you talk dirty.
Yeah.
Player two, Corey Davis.
And I'm just trying to get closer than the shit pile that Jesse has.
Yes, that is all you're trying to do. Darren Waller, Corey Davis, hit or stand.
I'm gonna be bold and I'm gonna get hit. Hit it.
Cortland Sutton.
I'm gonna stand.
All right. Shane's hand is Darren Waller, Corey Davis, Cortland Sutton. Kane, your first player is Will Fuller. Do you want to hit or do you want to stand?
Ooh, that's close, but I'll hit.
Player two, Derrick Henry.
I'll hit again.
Player three, Melvin Gordon. Your hand right now is Will Fuller, Derrick Henry, Melvin Gordon.
I'll hit.
Oh.
Next player is Larry Fitzgerald.
So he's basically worthless.
Will Fuller, Derrick Henry, Melvin Gordon, Larry Fitzgerald.
I'll stay there.
All right. Kane finishes his hand with Will Fuller, Derrick Henry, Melvin Gordon, Larry Fitzgerald. You should not have hit on that last one.
It's over.
Well, quick.
All right. The DLF trade analyzer has Christian McCaffrey at a total value of 978.77. In third place, we have Kane. I should probably do math, right?
Because Kane went over.
Larry, I mean, it doesn't matter if you go over. It's just if.
No, you just bust. If you went up, you bust. That's it. You're out. You suck.
Just trying to give Jesse some points here.
Yeah, I need them. I do after that trash.
Right. Family. So Kane has a difference of 178.36.
He's plus that, correct?
Yeah. Oh, did I not say his total? Kane came in with a total of 1,157.13.
Okay.
Which is a total of 178.36. And just to say, if you did not hit, you probably would have won.
I would have given up all those four people for Christian McCaffrey in all reality.
But that's not.
Yeah, but we're compiling value. It's not about real trades. Shane had a total of 893.95, which gives him a difference of 84.82. Oh, yeah. And Jesse had a total of 839.68, which is a difference of 139.09. Shane is the winner of the first round.
Woo! Good job, Shane. I'm proud of you.
I don't even get points for that.
You get 1 point.
Oh, okay.
For the win in the first round.
How many points?
It's a best of five.
One?
No one. You just have 1 point.
What about the last game?
There's five players we're doing.
Okay. All right.
Player two is Amari Cooper.
Oh.
And since Shane won the last round, Shane, you get to go first. Your first player is Calvin Ridley. Do you want to hit or do you want to stay?
It's Amari Cooper. I'm going to say hit.
Player two is Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Hit me.
Your third player is Sterling Shepard.
Shit.
So your hand right now is Calvin Ridley, Marcus Valdes-Scantling, and Sterling Shepard.
I'm gonna stay.
All right. Jesse came in second place, so Jesse, you get to go next. Your first player is Corey Davis.
Yeah, we're gonna hit there.
Player two, Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, hit.
Player three, Royce Freeman. Your hands right now, Corey Davis, Kareem Hunt, Royce Freeman.
Yeah,
Amari hit. Cooper. Jamal Williams is your fourth player.
We're gonna stay.
Okay, your final hands, Corey Davis, Kareem Hunt, Royce Freeman, Jamal Williams. Kane. Your first player, Robert Woods. Or player two, Daryl Henderson. So you have Robert Woods, Daryl Henderson, Chris Carson.
I'll stay.
Ooh, we have a real, real tight ship on this one. Okay, so let's do this. All right, well, let's put it this way. All of you went over.
We all lose. So,
no, it doesn't matter if you go over. It's just who gets closest. So Kane had a total of 799.38, and Amari Cooper had a total of 601.44.
That's it?
For a difference of, 197.94. For a difference of 43.76. Second place was Jesse with a total of, with a difference of 154.18. And in first place with 735.89 was Shane with a difference of 134.45. Shane gets his second win of the round. He wins one more. That's it.
I feel like I was cheated out of it.
He technically wins the night.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Shane, didn't I win again the first game?
You did.
Oh, Kane won the first game. I didn't write that down right.
Illegally, and unlawfully, but yes, you did. It's I'm contesting it. We're still waiting.
Well, don't get me wrong. We're playing my name game anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Here we go. The next player, DJ Moore.
Oh, everything. Just whatever you want.
Can you tell I purposely started picking people I know Shane would try and bid too high for? Shane, your first player, Christian Kirk. Do you want to hit or do you want to stand?
Stay. Stand.
You're going to stay?
Yep.
All right. Well, Kane walked away. So, Jesse goes anyway.
So Kane's good.
Jesse, your first player, Kenyon Drake. Do you want to hit or do you want to stand?
Yeah, we're going to hit.
As you should have. Your second player, Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, I'm going to stay.
All right, Kane, you are up. For DJ Moore, your first player is Josh Gordon.
I'm going to hit.
You're going to stay. You're going to hit. That makes a lot of sense. Your next player, Damian Harris.
I'll hit again.
Your third player is Terry McLaurin. Your hand as it stands, Josh Gordon, Damian Harris, Terry McLaurin for DJ Moore.
I'll stay there.
All right. DJ Moore came in at 493.87. Shane held on Christian Kirk alone, who came in at 262.53. So he lost.
Really off. Yeah.
I'm not even going to do that math.
No, that's off.
I'm going by what the DLF Trade Analyzer says, and don't
I'm saying yes. My strategy there was off. I was
there. You go. Yeah. In second place, I'm not going to do math anymore. Is Jesse with 434.88, which is about a difference of 60, and our winner, total of 19 points off, was Kane.
Pew, pew, pew. I can't catch a break.
I choked under the pressure there. I'm not going to lie to you.
A little bit. You overthought it. And for you, that's dangerous.
That is.
All right. Player number four. Player number four is Leonard Fournette. Mm. And since Kane won that last round, he gets to go first. Your first player, Duke Johnson.
Hit.
Smart man. Your next player, Alexander Mattison.
Hit.
Your third player, Royce Freeman. So your deck right now, your hands right now, is Duke Johnson, Alexander Mattison, and Royce Freeman. Going real zero RB right here.
Yeah, I can feel that. My wide receivers better be great. I'm going to hit one more time. Let's go crazy.
Man, this does not like you very much right now.
Nope.
Antonio Brown.
Sweet.
All right. So Duke Johnson, Alexander Mattison, Royce Freeman, and Antonio Brown. Remember, this trade doesn't need to make sense. It's just a compilation of value.
Yeah, I'm going to stay there.
All right. Jesse came in second place, so he's going to go next. Your first player is Sony Michel. And if, just in case you forgot, since you walked away, you are trying to equal the value of Leonard Fournette.
Okay, yeah, hit.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Someone had to do it.
No, they didn't. Will Fuller is your second player. Sony Michel and Will Fuller.
Hit.
Next player on the deck is Tevin Coleman. Sony Michel, Will Fuller, Tevin Coleman for Leonard Fournette.
I'm going to stay.
All right. Bold. Shane is up.
Who's the player? Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette. Never mind. I got it. Okay.
Your first player, Damian Williams.
A personal favorite for Shane.
All right.
For all of us, really.
Hit me.
Player number two, Devontae Parker.
Hit me.
Player number three in your hand is James White. Come so on. Damian Williams, Devontae Parker, James White for Leonard Fournette.
All right, I'm going to stay. I think I'm close with at least two of those players. I'm going to stay.
You should not have done that.
God damn it.
Okay, Leonard Fournette's total was 625.44. Shane was about half that, so he lost. No. Jesse had 759.25, which gave him a total a difference of 133.81. And hold on. And Kane's total of 522.62, which was a difference of 102.82. So Kane actually took that round.
That makes sense. Damn it.
All right. And since I only did five of these, Jesse, you're going to have to sit this one out because if we end in a tie, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life.
We're going heads up, baby.
Let's go, Dad.
Dad versus son.
Your fourth player, Travis Kelce. Kane, your first player is Hunter Henry. Hit or stand?
Hit.
Your second player. This is one QB, by the way. Aaron Rodgers.
I'll stay there.
Shane, your first player, Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt. Hit me.
Jarvis Landry.
All right, fuck it. Hit me.
You're not good at this game.
Hold. <Too late.
laughs> You would have won.
Oh, well.
So Kane wins and two games in a row. Kane is our winner for the night.
Woo!
But screw you guys. We're playing my damn name game.
Yeah, that's
right. I'm ready. I'll win this too.
Well, I want to say that you should have won the first game. This actually should be for the night right now between.
Well, me. I'll win this one too. Not a biggie. All
right. If you want to play like this actually matters, Shane, then let's do it.
Not the same. Nothing matters.
All right. So the name game. This is how it goes. I'm going to give you either the division and position of an NFL player or a hint from our category. You have to combine the names of those two. Let me give you an example. For the Scott Fishbowl Podathon, I did a podcast host category. So for this one, the clue would be Dynasty Trades HQ host and AFC South running back. So the real answer to this is Shane Manil Lamar Miller. So you have to combine Shane Manila and Lamar Miller.
About this game.
All right.
I'm just going to make noises.
And by the way it works is if I give the player's name, the player's division and position first, the player's name comes first. If I give the hint, the clue from the category first, that answer for the category comes first. Our category for today, corporate mottos. I'm going to give you the motto of a company, and you're going to have to work that in to the player in the NFL. Our first clue, AFC North tight end, and ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
Vance McDonald's.
There you go. Kane gets the point.
Vance McDonald's.
Kane and Shane gets an imaginary point. What I should have also said is scream your name first as their buzzer in.
So, Shane, because he didn't. Shane.
If that makes you feel better, okay.
I'm gonna hate you, Shane.
No, he gets the point. That's a legit. That's legit. Rule. He gets the point. That's the rule.
Right, so Kane gets. Yeah. Here we go. Let me finish. If you get the if you get the answer with no hints, you get 3 points. One hint, 2 points. Two hints, 1 point. If no one gets the answer, you could ask for a hint on either the company or the. I'll give you the player's team. So Kane got that without any hints. So he gets 3 points. Next. Melts in your mouth, not in your hands. NFC West wide receiver.
Shane.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Emmanuel Sanders.
Yes, that's it.
See, I said make points. Yeah, just kept it's making the noise. Yeah, and I was just eventually something would come out.
It worked. Yeah.
Even though Emmanuel Sanders doesn't play in the AFC West anymore.
NFC West, he said.
NFC West.
Oh, I heard AFC West.
Wait, so that motto was for M&Ms?
Melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
Yeah, they don't use that anymore.
Never even heard that. It's I've never heard that before, ever.
Oh, yeah, you're young. There's probably going to be at least one more of these that you just don't know.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Whatever.
Next, NFC North tight end and never leave home without it.
It's Shane. American Earth Express.
Not at all how this works.
No, wait, he's not in the NFC North. Hold on.
The player comes first anyway.
Oh,
you guessed. You're wrong. You don't get to answer anymore. No, okay. you absolutely just lost. So between Jesse and Kane, it is NFC North tight end and never leave home without it. Shane kind of gave you a hint a little bit.
I did, because I knew the motto, because I'm old.
Oh, I just don't know the player's name.
But
yeah, if you want a hint, I can give you the team he's on. But then
yeah, hint.
Down to 2 points.
Yeah.
Green Bay Packers. Tight end for the Green Bay Packers. Never leave home without it.
Jimmy Graham Express card or something like that?
Jimmy Graham.
Okay. All right. Jimmy
Graham American Express.
Yes. See, there. Yeah. That's what I said. That's what I said. Get me on the board. Let's go.
That's enough. 2 points.
First time for everything.
An IR'd AFC South tight end. Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman. Does anybody have an idea or do you want a clue?
I need a clue.
All right. Do you want the clue for the product or the player?
The product.
I would like the player, please. I know the product.
Pick one, Jesse. You're the tiebreaker.
All right. Yeah. Let me get the, we'll go with the product, please.
All right. It is a woman's deodorant.
Can I get the player name?
I mean, hold on. Okay. What was the division again, though, for the player?
AFC South tight end.
I'm going to get there. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
I mean, you can ask for another clue and get the team. And then it'll be worth 1 point.
Get another hint.
Yeah.
You ready for it? Another one. Jaguars. IR'd Jaguars tight end and a woman's deodorant.
Huh. I still don't know a woman's deodorant. So that doesn't help.
I know both of them. I just don't know how they go together.
Hold on.
The names flow seamlessly. So you're thinking of something wrong. If you guys want to give up, I'll give you the answer.
Never.
No. We're going to do this.
Shane.
Go ahead.
James. Secret O'Shaughnessy.
All right, someone be not as dumb and put that in the order it's supposed to go in, and you got the answer.
I didn't even hear what he said. What did he just say? James O'Shaughnessy.
Don't put the word in the middle. Just say it out loud, Shane. I'll give you the one point.
James O'Shaughnessy.
Secret.
Yeah.
He said it first.
James O'Shaughnessy Secret Deodorant. I'm giving Shane the point. Secret, strong enough for a man, but pH balance for a woman. Or strong
James,
enough for a man, but
Secret
for a
O'Shaughnessy.
Woman. Next. So easy, a caveman can do it. An NFC North wide receiver, but pretty much plays running back.
Kane.
Go.
Guy Cordell Patterson.
Yes.
Patterson. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Three points for Kane.
Good job, Kane.
The dude doesn't play wide receiver.
No. You're right.
All right, next clue. NFC South running back and have it your way.
You said NFC South?
Correct.
Kane.
Go.
Peyton Barber King?
I mean, say it a little better, but yes.
Shane.
Peyton Barber Peyton King.
Burger King.
Peyton Barberger King. Yeah. I'm giving it to you anyway, Kane. But
I'll take it.
Next. NFC North wide receiver and reach out and touch someone. I hear you typing. Don't effing cheat.
I'm not cheating.
Oh, yeah,
I'm looking at something else. I'm going to get these points, damn it.
Oh my God.
And that's not fair. You picked a slogan from the 1970s. Like, come on, dude. That's like...
They were using it while I was alive.
Still used it.
Yeah, I even know that one.
1987. Excuse me.
Get born earlier.
Yeah, that's not our fault.
Can we get a hint?
Yeah.
I didn't ask for that. I didn't ask for the hint. I don't want that. I don't want that.
But to be fair, he cheated.
You're looking it up on the internet. You've already gotten a hint.
Do you know the company, Kane?
That's Aegis, dude.
Yes, I do know the company.
Okay, so.
No, is it AT&T?
Yes, it is.
Everybody knows the company.
Okay. All right. Look, I haven't heard that in forever.
I know. NFC North wide receiver. Let me know if you want the division, the team.
Yes.
Detroit Lions.
Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Galladay, AT&T.
Why can't you people talk normal? Kenny Galladay, TNT.
Close yeah, up. That.
Why do you people keep leaving letters out?
It's very hard. It's
Barber, Burger King.
Barber King.
The look, this game has never made sense to me. Every time I've ever heard it, I'm like, wait, that doesn't make
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah, I don't
go that way.
I don't get it. Yeah.
Two more clues. AFC West wide receiver. And once you pop, you can't stop.
Okay. Give us the company.
Clue for the company. They are canned potato crisps.
Oh, and what's the sport? No.
AFC West wide receiver. It's his last freaking name.
Kane. Byron Pringles.
Byron Pringles.
No.
It's Byron Pringles. Kane got it.
Because the S is on the can of Pringles. I have a can sitting right there.
Last clue.
Who's winning this?
Just game? You guys hurt my feelings. I am. Last clue.
Yeah.
Just Do It. AFC West wide receiver.
Shane.
Okay.
Tyreke Hill.
Again, you don't put things in the middle of names. You say one name and it melds into the other name. And no.
Is that it?
Keenan Allen. I hate you all. Oh, the show is over.
Okay. How would it be Keenan Allen?
Keenan
Allen. I still like ours better. We could have won with that.
Ours is much better. Yeah. Much better.
Tyreke Hill. It was Tyreke Hill.
Is the winner of Dynasty Game Night. Congratulations, Kane. We're just going to end this show now, Kane. Say something if you want to brag, and then let everyone, if anyone's still listening at this point, know where they could find whatever it is you do.
Yeah, so I'm Kane Facel. You can find me on Twitter at @DFF_Kane. Shane is technically my boss, so he's probably going to get mad at me that I beat him. He's also my father, so kind of still my boss. And I do handle all the Devi content. I'm the director of Devi in college over at DFF. If you're interested, you can see me eat some chips at the Devi diet. I have fun doing that. Soon I'll have diabetes. So yeah, thanks for having me on, Russ. I appreciate winning.
Yeah, and I look forward to the GoFundMe for your diabetes medication.
Nice.
Shane, you came in second place. Why don't you say whatever you feel like saying before we go away?
Oh, yeah, check. Well, Kane did the Dynasty Football Factory stuff. Go buy a membership. I write for Dynasty Football Factory and also a podcast. I do podcasts, Dynasty Trades HQ, with my good friends and life partners, Jeremy Browen and Michael Sipes. And critics call us one of the most underrated podcasts that have ever existed in the medium. So I didn't say it. I'm just quoting. So come check us out if you like Dynasty Football and trades. And I'm not as stupid as I sounded tonight, I don't think. Maybe I am.
I am.
Yeah.
Jesse, say a little something before we go.
Thanks for having me on. I'm coming back in a couple weeks to redeem myself. I better get that invite because I'm not satisfied with the way that this went with Shane and Kane. I don't really like this. And I expect an invite back here. But anyways, if you're looking for any content that I make or that I do, you can find all my work over at Roto Underworld or playerprofiler.com. I'm podcastless right now, so I occupy my podcasting itch, or I don't know what I'm trying to say there. But anyways, I get on podcasts like this whenever I can. That's pretty much where you can catch my content. You can catch me on Twitter at @JesseReevesFF. And thanks for having me on, dude.
All right, and I have been your host, Russ Fisher. You can find me on Twitter @DynastyOuthouse. Nothing else to say, but good night, folks.